Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvitti and my darling co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Darling
Hi,
Entwistle.
Everybody.
You
Hi,
want
Jackie.
That to sound demeaning.
I'm not demeaned. I'm in good weather today. It's great.
Oh, it's fabulous. I'm so excited. Well, tonight's show, very exciting, Visioning a New Future, and I know the team is going to do a lot of help for all of us, and so I'm very excited about that. And we're going to talk about what's been going on with this damn Mercury retrograde and all the astrological aspects that have put us to the test of deciding to choose fear or love, and also healing our deep sense of separation, and now, of course, time to vision our new future, which I'm really excited about. The team's excited about this and is going to work with us and bring in our higher self and our soul, and at least this is what they're telling me, and work with us over the next couple of nights with this. So, very excited. So, let's talk about show dedication. And, you know, I was going to do a show on the wounded healer, and I just kept getting this, wounded healer, wounded healer. And changed to the visioning a new future, and it was kind of like all part of the same. Then all of these things came in about the wounded healer, and I thought, well, of course, you know. At any rate, so we're going
to
dedicate.
We have to have the wounded healer to get ripped open, don't we?
Yes, actually, we do. I don't think there's any question. And everybody out there listening tonight is a wounded healer. I don't care who you are.
she really cares.
Yeah, tonight we're going to dedicate the show to the healing of our wound as the wounded healers that we all are. So let's talk about the energies, because they have been, and now I know, Veronica, you don't count because it's been your birthday and you've been playing.
and I've been treated well by many, many people.
Well, and you deserve that, darling. That's you deserve that.
Thank you.
Very much so. And so I wish you a happy birthday, and I know everyone else listening tonight does as well. And I know this year is going to be spectacular for you and for everyone.
Yay.
Yes. Well, I'm just going to talk about, kind of quote here from, I think this was out of Matthew. Fatigue, weakness, unexplained restlessness, short attention span. I can't tell you how many people I've heard that from. Forgetfulness, another one. I have so many people that think they have dementia. Fluctuating emotions of intense sadness or intense joy, uncustomary impatience or angry outbursts, blurred vision, a lot of that coming and going for people, digestive upsets, I've been the queen of those, and the sensation that insects are on the head. I thought that was funny. But, you know, with the opening of all these energies, especially in the crown chakra, I had to really look at that, and I thought, yeah, I guess that's what it feels like. This definite sensation of things going on the head, which is just the further opening of the crown chakra and more downloads coming in. more types of physical, emotional, mental reactions. We just had a ton of them. Matthew said, you know, if things get too bad, see a doctor. But, you know,
he's worried about lawsuits. That's his problem.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, I mean, yeah, right. They're going to sue him on the other side of the veil.
Come and get me.
So I wanted to share this wonderful musing from Laura. I did not write down the title of this, but I asked for Laura's permission. I don't know if I did or the team did or whoever, but somebody did. And this was something that she was really musing over, and of course she journals a lot when she's in these places. This came for a couple of days ago. I think it was Wednesday. My humanness is feeling strange, like crying and laughing at the same time. I'm aware of two different emotions in the same emotional field at the same time. I see the energy of crying is on the left side and the energy of joy is swirling on the right side. I would say weird, but weird really does not define what it is I want to say. So perhaps it would be better for me not to try and define it and simply say I'm aware of watching myself adjusting to the vibration of joy and acceptance of the energy of joy. Something this lifetime that has not been, that she's not been used to holding for long periods of time, and to say that she's grateful for the energy of joy in her energy field. Perhaps the crying is simply the feminine being able to release some of the pain from the absence of joy, like a true love finally returning home. I feel the deep ache in my heart chakra at 11 o'clock. Now, this was... And this, I thought, 11 o'clock, which would be to the left side of center. Maybe she is crying for happy. Maybe she needs some time to let this filter in and to trust that this time it is safe to let the joy in. Opening her heart wide, brining in the joy, nurturing it, and allowing it to grow within as the feminine does so well. Trusting that this time her heart will not be ripped to pieces for letting in the joy and letting her guard down. What did I just say? Wow, what a self-destructive belief. This is really collective stuff, people. Could it be that the feminine has safeguarded her heart so well by locking down and not accepting in the joy that she believed would save and protect her from ever having to feel the pain again of losing the love she once deeply knew? For love and joy are on close wavelengths, and perhaps she thought that by shutting one down, she could prevent the pain of the other. She could not see that it was not letting in the joy that would protect her from the unbearable pain, but it was because of the limited amount of joy that was being let in that she was in such unbearable pain and keeping her from fully healing. This seems to be such a no-brainer, but human consciousness has not been programmed on logic. I need to sit with this one for a while. I thought this was very powerful, especially talking about the feminine, although men have been experiencing this as well, that are allowing in the joy and the love and the fear of loss of those energies, you know, that so many of us have blocked. I just thought this was a wonderful piece.
It really is.
So let's talk about, this is yesterday, there was this amazing configuration. Haven't seen it since 1945. And it was exact yesterday. It'll be active for a couple of weeks. And this is Chiron, Neptune, and Jupiter all conjunct in Aquarius. And basically this is taking us into an unknown area of freedom. Anything can happen, and we probably won't see the results of this alignment for months or years. Chiron is called the wounded healer. And Chiron in Aquarius describes our collective wound and also our collective dream. Jupiter carries the energy of expansion and exploration into unknown realms. And Neptune brings in new visions and dreams and dissolves the old definitions of identity. These three big hitters are huddling in Aquarius to initiate a significant transformation to the whole collective. The plan is to free us from the limitations, programs, implants, and belief systems of the current reality and open the door to new possibilities. Unlike some other alignments when we would set an intention to do or create something, with this one we're opening to the possibility that all is in perfect divine order exactly as it is right now. Ascension or freedom is not about creating a better life or world within the old reality. Ascension does not mean having a perfect body, bank account, relationships, or work, nor is it about seeking for something better. Ascension is realizing that the old reality, including some of the parts that we love, is only a game and an illusion. I did not get to send this out. This just came in, folks. With this energetic alignment, I suggest you take some time to just be. Don't do anything except to contemplate the possibility that there's nothing you have to do, nothing you have to change in order to be valuable and lovable. You are, you know. You are infinitely loved right now exactly as you are. And what's interesting is all the ways that this information came in, and interpretations of these configurations. Another one talks about a rare astrological configuration ushering in a new and greatly expanded time on planet Earth. a new portal offering healing and transcendence at all levels. This alignment will weave through upcoming weeks, lifting veils between dimensions and making fifth dimensional consciousness more accessible than ever before.
Woohoo!
I know. During this opening, spiritual healing and awareness are highlighted. Wounded healers are able to access deeper levels of their own healing and bring new techniques out to share with the world. And I thought this was really fascinating because as the wounded healers, the more we're able to access this, we all know people who carry this amazing healing energy, whether they're, you know, actively participating in doing work, you know, metaphysical work or healing work. But just because they're not actively doing it, they can be working at, you know, Pep Boys for that matter and still be a healer. I know doctors that are healers. Not only do they do the mechanics of doctoring, but they also are energetic healers. Those who thought they had healed and released their wounds will awaken to new levels of healing. This new insight will reveal the message and hidden plan that sleeps within the wounds, waiting to be discovered. This discovery unlocks the door to quantum evolution of consciousness. It is in this way that this conjunction simultaneously paves the way for healing and expansion of consciousness. And also those who served as healers will be able to reach deeper understandings of disease and health. They'll be able to see through the surface of physical reality to the roots of illness and assist others in understanding the message of their symptoms. Those who serve as intuitive counselors will be able to access fresh insights into the nature of human suffering, open new doors for others to be able to understand and accept themselves. And also, and I think this is very important, those who followed their path for many years will be called upon to acknowledge their own need for healing, which allows them to become more powerful healers and guides. And I'm going to share my own experience in a minute because I absolutely have been experiencing this week. This aspect creates a deep need to connect with spirit as an answer to our woundedness. Neptune encourages us to unconditionally love our wounds and issues, love the loss, disowned, denied, and otherwise negatively judged pieces of ourselves, and bring them lovingly back into the light. This is what, another quote, this is what May was all about, showing us exactly which fears were preventing us from dragging our second foot over the dimensional threshold. I love that one.
That is a wonderfully written line, is it not?
That's absolutely, it's a brilliant line. I love that one. There was a session that the team did tonight that was particularly powerful. And with an amazing being. And, you know, unless they call me in, I'm not always there. Sometimes I'm there, sometimes I'm not there. But sometimes the visions that I get, what I see is pretty interesting. And sometimes it comes like a wall. It's like a complete download of information all in one moment. It doesn't come in a linear way. And they took her back to her childhood. I won't say they took her back, but I'll have to just go with this description. And when she was 2 or 3 years old, she was still in contact with the other side of the veil, which all of us were, whether we remember it or not. And there's usually a break. We usually retain that connection until about 2, 3 years old. And when she felt the disconnect, she actually internalized a very bright being, period, anyway. She internalized it as being the only one that was kind of kicked out of the kingdom, disconnected from source, disconnected from magic. And I think for many of this is the great wound. The loss of connection to source, because this is the only planet where we experience ourselves as totally disconnected from our source. And that wounding can be absolutely devastating. I've told this story before about a precious friend of ours who, she was about three, and she could fly until she was three, and there she lived on a, her parents still live there, horse property in Las Vegas. And there was an old desk out back, and she would climb up on the desk and then jump off and be able to fly. And one day she jumped off the desk and hit ground, just boom, face down. And that was the moment when she lost her magic. And when she worked with us, she, her whole time, she was so angry about having lost her magic. And, you know, she, for any of you who've watched Charmed, the program Charmed, I didn't watch it much, but I did after meeting her just so I could kind of get a feeling for it. It's about these witches, young witches. And literally she would sit there at night with her television and kind of wrinkle her nose at her remote control to see if it would come to her, you know. And this is an absolutely fabulous being and young, you know, but just amazing. And but she never got over the anger of losing her magic. And so I think in many ways we all carry that at a subconscious level. I don't know that we carry it consciously because many people don't remember the moment of the loss of our magic. But what do you think, Veronica? I mean, I just think that this is such a fascinating and
did she leave the session flying?
No. No, she had such a shutdown. It was so fascinating. But, you know, this wounding that we all carry at some level, this sense of separation is deep. It's very, very deep, and it can create this real sense of separation, loneliness, loss, you know, for many of us.
A deep confusion, don't you think? A confusion about who we are, where we're going, and why is it like this?
You know? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The worst part is, you know, the magical child, all right, who retains, I mean, you know, I don't like to call them ETs, but the star beings have often talked about the fact that if you imagine what they look like, and you hold a vision of what you think, if you want to connect with, you know, star friends and family, whatever, to close your eyes and imagine what they look like, you know, just one, go to one. And if you stay with that vision long enough, they'll actually come in and start changing the features. Height, you know, eyes, facial structure, everything. But they always tell you to come in through magic, that we lose that quality which is so important. And I have wonderful twin friends that are artists, and when they first started working with us, they both had visits from different beings that wanted to be depicted. And they asked to be painted, and they would literally show them a piece at a time so that they could be depicted. It was really precious, absolutely precious.
Mm.
But they had to go to imagination. Mm. We lost our magic, you know, and I think this is part of our wounding.
Did I tell you that when I was little, I used to remember where I'd been before, and it was pretty rambunctious in my household. So I used to sit in this little ditch and pull my hat down over my eyebrows, and then I would be, these days it would say as if I was turning television knobs or remote control, and I would go into the memories of where I'd been before and what it was like and so on. And it was really, the family still jokes about this little urchin sitting in the ditch, very busy. And when that went away, I was very, very heartbroken when I couldn't do it anymore.
Again, loss of magic.
Yeah. That's,
the loss of the, it's truly the loss of connection, the loss of magic.
And I never forgot that I did it, but I couldn't get the pictures to come back.
You couldn't pull the pictures up any longer.
No. Isn't that heartbreaking?
Yes.
It's like Puff the Magic Dragon, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I used to have major conversations with God. I remember that. And I had all these rabbits that were eaten by a dog, and my mother made me bury all the animal parts. It was horrendous, and I was very angry at God. And I remember making this bargain with God, and I said, okay, if you're really there, I want you to have pieces of paper on the front yard in the morning. And I got up in the morning, ran outside, and they weren't there, and I was really pissed. I said, okay, I know you're really there, but you didn't do what I asked.
Yeah, I used to put my hands on my hips and holler at God, who I thought was sitting on clouds in white business suit with a beard, and like a white business suit, not robes, and he always had measles. I don't know why.
Measles?
Yes.
Okay.
And I would tell him that I thought that I loved God, but I think he was behaving really badly, and he was pretty stupid. You know? That little hands on my hips, I'm sure I was very interesting. I don't know where the image came from, but kids have those images, right?
They do, and that's absolutely precious. So I'll share something really cute with you tonight. I'm going through a little major family crisis with the daughter, and so I said to my son, look, I really can't talk about this tonight. I have to go inspire people.
I said, you are, darling.
No, I mean, this was just very fun, because Thursday night, for whatever reason, that's always the night he wants to talk about these things. And I said, no, I can't do this. I have to go inspire people. I went back over to the computer. I was making notes. And he came over to the computer, and he handed me a straw and a paper. You know, I have straws in a drawer, right? He handed me a straw and the paper. He said, take this. I just looked at him and took the straw. He pulled his hand out from behind, his other hand out, and handed me another straw. And I said, okay, what is this? He said, that's you grasping for straws. Which I do not feel at all, but I thought it was incredibly funny.
The gentleman hasn't lost all his magic.
Absolutely. No, he's never lost his magic, thank heaven. So let's talk about future, because this is really exciting. And I loved Laura's story about the fact that, in a way, we have shut ourselves down in a way to protect ourselves for fear of being hurt and damaged. And this fear goes back to the original separation. This fear of having, she describes it, your heart ripped out and so on, that, and it's interesting to me, especially for all of you that do the wonderful work you all do in whatever capacity. We've all been working very, very hard, and I've always say this, Veronica, you do joy very well.
Thank you.
I've been accused lately of not playing enough, and I've certainly gotten beat up over that enough by those that are brave enough to tell me.
Beat up over joy. Now, that is an interesting comment.
Isn't that funny? So, it's about playing.
It's time to play, Miss Jackie.
It's time to play for all of us. And, mm-hmm. You know, I think that there has been this sense of urgency and this sense that we have things to do. We need to, you know, people don't want to be left behind. You know, everybody's working on their own individual healing, and they're, you know, taking in so much information and reading and listening to radio shows and meditating and just doing, you know, it just feels like there's this nonstop work going on for everybody.
Am I getting it yet? Am I getting it yet? Am I getting it
yes,
yet?
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Am I awake?
And, I was thinking the other day, because this has been in my face lately with just everybody about, you know, I don't play enough. And I was thinking about when I lived in Hollister and I lived on a golf course, and I was surrounded by older people, and I mean older. I mean from 90-something, 80-something, 80-something. And so I moved in and I played. We played golf. We laughed. We giggled. We drank. I mean, I did everything, you know. We'd load up the golf cart with alcohol and chips and whatever and just get out there and be crazy. My girlfriends and I, we had more fun than I've ever had in my life. Laughed until we were sick. Argued over strokes. I mean, it was just so damn much fun. And what was interesting to me is all the people that lived around me who had been pretty crippled up and, And, I mean, one of them, I was waiting for him to die. All of a sudden, got healthier and healthier and healthier and healthier. And I'm like, wow. By the time I left there, they had their, I mean, they had all started a whole new phase of their lives. And, you know, the arthritis that had crippled the one, you know, she was walking a mile every morning, and the other one who'd had cancer, it was gone, and she decided to start a whole new life and was going to move to downtown Carmel. And the other one, who was 90-something, and, I mean, we'd all kind of, we were just waiting for his funeral, he went through this whole healing renaissance. He was out there getting the mail every day, walking around, and had again began a whole new phase of his life. And I thought, and this has often happened to me wherever I live, that people around me go through healing. But what fascinated me is the rapidity, how fast these people healed. And I was having fun. I was in more joy than I'd ever been. And I looked back on that, and I thought, okay, does our resonance reach out at a much higher frequency and level the more joy we're in? And the answer of that, of course, is yes.
Yeah.
So as serious as get, and I'm really talking to myself here, about, you know, doing work and so on and so forth, it is the joy that has the greatest impact. And this is really what's calling us now. And yet, you know, we have this kind of, you know, push-pull about allowing ourselves to feel joy, have fun, and almost a sense of guilt that we're not working hard enough, for those of you that have the same problem I have, which is this workaholic consciousness.
Okay, so BBS Radio has to host a huge barbecue.
Oh, that's a great idea. Can we get the smell to come out? Of course, we're all vegetarian. I don't know what the hell they're going to barbecue.
Well, it's an etheric barbecue, so it can be anything.
Okay, good. I was going to say, can you get the smells to come through the computers?
Garlic. I'm up for that. Here we go.
Yes. So future visioning, and I really, you know, before the team comes in, want to talk about this a little bit in terms of including joy and play and laughter and fun in your future visioning. I just, boy, I can't say this one enough. Also, recognizing that this sense of not being enough, of somehow being flawed, of not measuring up, is really this collective wounding. And, you know, we've all fought it at different levels and in different ways. Certainly, Veronica, you know this one, don't you?
You bet.
Yeah. I mean, and I say that not as a condescending. I mean, I know it as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really hard to just let go and really enjoy, because we're always striving. We've been striving a lot to get that dimensional connection, too.
We've all done so much work, there is no question. And, you know, do we have continued healing? Yes. And I will say that for me, and I, you know, for those of you that are aware that I've had this, and I won't use this word struggle, I will use the word opportunity, to go through this healing with my bladder. And I am very excited about this last piece coming out and discovering that this is, you know, we touched on this last week, Veronica, about this whole thing with my mother, and I've been doing some major work on getting her out of my energy field, and very hesitant. We will do a show about it once I'm through the other side of this. It's been an amazement to me that there can be people on the other side of the veil that really don't like us for whatever reason and continue to do attack. And I worked on somebody today whose mother is alive and has continued to download into one of their, actually two different chakras, creating real havoc for this person. And you know, I've seen it over and over again and worked to get it out. And today I was finally able to really do some major stuff. And it required getting really tough. And I want to say this to everybody. Don't be afraid to be tough about these things. And to claim for yourself the fact that you absolutely deserve to be filled with joy and happiness and so on. And, you know, get people out of your energy field. And if you have to get pissed off to do it, it's okay. I made the mistake of continuing to send my mother love and light and so on. And all I did was continue to help her feed her energy and hook back into me. So,
well, because that's what they think works to get love, right?
Well, you know, I thought I was taking the high road. I don't know if that I was trying to earn love, but evidently I had some vision. That
no, I didn't mean it that way. I mean, if you keep loving her like mad and she keeps being mean to you, she thinks she has to be mean to you to get love.
Oh, that's a really good point. Although I don't think she was after my love. She really wanted to destroy, which is kind of sad. And she's certainly gained some power on the other side, but that's all right.
I guess like attracts like. She's probably in quite a little committee then.
Yes, she has quite a group around her right now. And but she will be staying in the astral realm. She's not getting into me anymore. And I mean, I really got tough. I had to get angry, but that's all right. Anyway, future visioning, very excited about this, and I know the team is really excited to work with everybody. So I'm going to get out of the way. Once again.
Not very far, we hope.
No. All right. Sorry, the channel likes us just to spend a minute with her before we come through, and it makes her laugh, so we have to do that. Very excited to be with all of you tonight. All of you. We know that what you've been through has not been easy, everyone, and we've been saying this and saying this and saying this, and energetically, it has not been easy for any of you, and we love you all so much. You are being cheered on from this side of the veil in ways you just can't imagine. And we know that a lot of these experiences that you're having in terms of different kinds of energies and downloads and emotions, physiological manifestations, have been frightening for some of you, and we want you to know it's important not to go into fear, just to try to stay in there, to laugh at them if you can. We know this is not easy, especially for some of you who are having the digestive problems, but we really want you to work with the energies rather than fighting them. So if you're having digestive problems, then what we would recommend is that as you're evacuating whatever it is, to bless it as a cleansing. You know, if the vision is blurry, all right, look at it as an opportunity to allow your reality to be more of an illusion. Play with that. Work with the energies instead of working against them if you can. If you can't remember names, places, dates, all right, we promise you that none of you have Alzheimer's or dementia or any of these problems. Laugh about it. Now, don't tell people you're having a senior moment, for crying out loud. That's not the kind of energy you want to put in. You can say you're having an ascension moment. That's fine. But please
that's
don't
a good one.
Use... Sorry?
I said that's a good one, an ascension
yes,
moment.
But,
I like
yes,
that.
Yes, an ascension moment. But don't be using things like senior moment. Don't put those labels on yourself. Now, some of you are going to be looking in the mirror, and one moment you'll look absolutely lovely, and it can be as long as 30 minutes or short as 30 minutes or as long as the next day, and you can feel as though you have aged 10 years. this is part of the shifts going on. People, you're not getting older, we promise you. All right? It is just as you're clearing a lot of these energies and dealing with some of your astrological configurations, some of the clearings that you're all personally going through, you are going to go through periods where you may not look the same. And it's really all right, but make it all right. Don't panic, all right? We can't encourage that one enough. Don't panic, all right? You're not having accelerated aging, none of that. And this is why we want to caution you about, you know, these comments about senior moments or I'm getting older, any of that is, what is it? Squirrel. Squirrel always says she's youthing. Now we encourage you also as you wash your face, put your creams on, whatever you're doing, even on your hands, all right, loving your body, loving yourself, sending love into every part of your body. For those of you who feel as though, you know, things have been pretty rough lately, you're not helping the cells of your body by looking in the mirror and saying, oh God, I look old. Well, your cells are taking those messages because each one of them is their own individual universe, people. So try to find the humor in all of this in any way that you can. In any way that you can. And when people bring to you stories of great sorrow and problems and so on, encourage them. Encourage them to try to look at it from a different perspective. Send them as much love and light as you can. Send it to their guides and angels to be used any way you can. Be generous with that action. People, please, be generous with that. If you can, spend some time every day sending that out to the people that you love, if you have clients, if you have friends, family, whatever. Now, future vision. Now, we know many of you have worked with the evening that we did on working with your optimal future. But that doesn't need to stop you from visioning. You can work in conjunction with that, or you can vision something even greater. You're not locked into anything. Remember that. Everything's subject to change, people. Everything's subject to change. Now, we really encourage you, for your visioning, to do exactly what the channel was talking about, including fun and joy and play. Now, we know that many of you feel that you've come here to make a difference on the planet, and the difference that you're here to make needs to include joy and fun and play. It's all right to go play. It's all right to have fun. It's all right to include that in your intentions. I want to have more fun. I want to play. Now, some of you may want to play with beings on the other side of the veil. Wonderful. You can include them in your play and your joy. They're very open to that. And opening your heart and trusting that you can have these things, that you're not here to suffer people. And during these very difficult months, with so much that's gone on, we know over this last couple of years even, certainly more concentrated lately, many of you began to feel, oh my God, I'm here to suffer. No, you're not. We're here to remind you of that. You're not here to suffer. Not by any stretch of the imagination. So, visioning a future. Now, you're dealing with a blank slate, people. There is no future out there. We want you to remember this. You came here to create the future. All predictions are gone. Everything's gone. It's like going over one of those bridges with the little slats and the ropes. All right. And all of a sudden you're halfway across and realize that there are no more slats and ropes. Try to figure out why you haven't slammed up against the mountain. And realizing you need to vision more slats and ropes. And basically that's where you are. At that amazing place where it's time to vision more slats and ropes. And what's on the other side? What's on the other side for all of you? What does joy look like for you? What does play look like for you? Some of you and we've heard some of these things. You know, I want to go to all the sacred sites on the planet, and I want to do this, and I want to do that, and that's all wonderful, and I want to write a book, and I want to, you know, be a public speaker, and that's all fine, too. And what about love? What we've seen with many of you is that you're actually afraid to talk about love. Other than in very general terms, well, I want my soulmate. I want my twin flame. I want my... No, you don't. But that's all right. You want your great love. All right, we'll go with that. So prepare. Love yourself. Be the vibration of what it is you want to attract. You don't want to attract someone who's struggling, and not at all. Be in your joy. That is the grand attractor. Now, visioning, how is it going to look? How are you going to feel in this new reality, whatever that may be? For many of you, it's just safety. Oh, God, I want to feel safe. You know, I want to make certain I can make my house payment or car payment or whatever. Now, we wouldn't vision something of that nature. What we would vision if we were you, would be the joy. Pictures of you in joy, feeling absolutely comfortable about everything that you have. The joy of being in your beautiful car, whatever that may be. The joy of being in your home. The joy of being with your love. The joy of being with your family and them all being happy and productive and however that may look for you. You may not want to define it too closely, but their joy you want to define, feeling them. Add the feeling to it. What else, Veronica?
I was just thinking, I would like to think that I feel the joy that I'm excited about the unknown, or I'm joyful about the unknown, because sometimes that stops me in my tracks.
Like, very good. The excitement of the unknown. That's wonderful. So what would you have to have excitement about the unknown? Trust?
Trust, faith, self. I think self. You know what I mean? Self-love, self-respect.
That's really what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
How about trust in you, in your ability to create? In your magic.
Pretty crucial. Mm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Trusting your magic. Now that's exciting. Waking up in the morning knowing that you have magic. And that you can create whatever it is you need in the moment. Now that's a wonderful vision.
It is, isn't it?
Yes. Trusting your magic.
And a wonderful feeling of knowing that we can separate from that which has been, you know. There's a feeling that hits me every now and then with all the work we're doing that, wow, I am not what I've been. I'm not my past, you know.
Oh, absolutely. That's a wonderful point, Veronica. Wonderful point.
The freedom, isn't it?
Yeah, well, and we want to say this to all of you. You're not what you've been. We'll use your being word. You're not. That was a road you took to get where you are. And that's all it is. For many of you, coming into this lifetime, having to take on collective energy, human energy, struggling with what do I do with this, just like you did, Veronica, sitting in some little ditch,
mm-hmm.
remembering what it was like someplace else, where it was much more fun, right?
And free.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and free, exactly. So for many of you, it's been very difficult to be on a, and many of you took on an awful lot in this lifetime. Some of you clearing karmic issues and doing whatever, not making one thing better or worse than another. Because you all had lots of help deciding what you were going to do in this lifetime. And the great joy of lifting that mantle off, taking it off, letting it go. And that would be a wonderful visualization we'd like to see you all use. To finally take that mantle of the illusion off, of having to be loaded up with all of the collective energy, with your lineage, with your nationality, with your religions, with all of these other things. Now, we know many of you are working with us to continue to heal all of this, and it's very important work. Very important work, and we have great honor for each and every one of you that are doing this. Because you're doing work for yourselves as well as many others in the process. But taking that mantle off. Time is well to call back in child and adolescent to do this meditatively, to spend some time with them, to tell them that the struggle is over, so that they're caught up with you. Tell them that it's time to celebrate, to have fun. You know, your child and adolescent, in many ways, lots of them didn't have fun at all. This lifetime was very difficult for them. And as much as you try to have fun, if you haven't brought them along, you're going to feel this pulling you back. Because they're the ones, like dear Laura wrote, that are afraid. They don't know if they can trust it. Does that make sense to you, Veronica?
Yes. I was thinking maybe I'd like to have a little television where I could tune in and out my past memories and change them if I want to and play with it.
Well, you can do that. You can rescript. You can go back and change lots of things. I mean, again, this is working with your magic, people. You're functioning in an illusion. This is where, when you own your magic, really own it, you'll trust that what you do is having impact, whatever that is. All right, today I'm going to go in, I'm going to work with my child, I'm going to work with my adolescent. It's time to move along now. All right? They're going to be safe, and here's their future, and this is what it's wonderful. The struggle's over. And I'm going to go tell them. And I'm going to hold them, and I'm going to work with them. Not just one time. Not just one time, people, because then you abandon them again. But to keep them advised, in the loop, you call it in the loop, keep them in the loop. Now, many of the people we're working with right now, sometimes the child and adolescent come right into the process. They're so excited to see some of these things coming out. Now, how are we going to help you with your visioning? We're going to ask all of you that choose the desire, all right, to spend tomorrow writing about your vision. We don't expect you to do it all tonight. Please know that. It's late for some of you. And for some, where the hour is late, why they won't even listen to this show until tomorrow. Take some time to vision your future. Now, we're going to come in and work with all of you tonight if you ask. Your higher selves and souls will come in as well. And so when you go to sleep tonight, you can call everyone in and say, look, I'd like a meeting. I'd like a meeting. I really want to work with visioning joy and fun and play. And yes, of course, making a difference, but reclamation of my magic and my confidence, my real confidence that I have access to it, that when I use it, it has impact. Write out what it is, that visioning, what your vision is. And tomorrow night, put it by your bed. So we're going to come in for two nights, well, actually three. Tonight to work with all of you in your dream state. With your higher self, your soul, your guides, counseling. Tomorrow night and the next night, working with you to move some of your blocks out of the way. What is it that stops me from believing I can have this and do this? Now, we've been working with subconscious and unconscious beliefs, drives, programs. We're having amazing results with people with this work. Where they're making quantum shifts. So we offer this to all of you.
And I have to interrupt.
Those of you that listen. Sorry, what did you say, Veronica?
We'll be out of time in about 2 minutes.
All right. All right, so you know now, everyone. Again, if you're not open to this, there is no problem, but for those of you that are, we are more than happy to do this, excited even. And Veronica, you have a show coming up. We know you need to talk about that.
Yes, I have a call-in show called Radiance by Design Tuesday at 4 o'clock. And 5 o'clock, I don't know who my paradigm shifter is, but we're covering some interesting territory with people who are making a difference. That's 5 o'clock Tuesday on BBS, and I really have fun doing that. Tune in.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Thank you.
And yes, you always have fun doing your show, and that's what makes it so wonderful, Veronica.
Thank you.
All right, now, the energies will be running with all of you from the time that this show, actually they've been running all during the show as well. For those of you who wish to stay up and do some writing, wonderful. For those of you who just want to go to bed tonight, and ask for assistance to bring forward dreams and visions that you can put to paper tomorrow. That's wonderful as well. We want this to be fun. We don't want it to be hard. We want it to be fun and exciting. We want to say to all of you that you are embarking on a time. You have been for quite a while, and you've done a lot of work. But on a very exciting time right now. Very exciting. You're all magicians. You've forgotten that. You're all magical. You've forgotten that. You're all powerful. You've quit. And for some of you, you've kept your dreams way out in the future. hoping that someday that they would manifest. For some of you, you've almost been afraid of them. We're going to ask you all to open your hearts and your minds for the next couple of days and allow us to assist you. And when we say us, there is a huge group of us, not just beings from other planets, it's other dimensions, levels, angels, archangels, it's everything, all waiting to assist you because we love you. But you have to ask. Remember that. We send to each and every one of you our total, complete, unconditional love. Everything is possible, people. Everything. It's so important that you believe that. Veronica, we love you, dear one, so very much.
Thank you. I love you, too. Thank you.
Our total, complete, unconditional love to each and every one of you, dear ones. Have fun with this, please. Don't make it work. Until we speak with you all again, namaste.
Namaste. Many blessings.